This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We've got breaking news here, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, if you've been following me for a while now, I've come from the sports media, and I'm a transmediaite. I'm a trans broadcaster, trans broadcasting, and I've completed my transition now from sports media to political media. But I still like to every once in a while dabble in sports, and I've got some breaking news here, folks. Now, as you know, the NFL, well, they're struggling with the ratings, to which I think there are multiple reasons, but the big one is the anti-Americanism that's being displayed in the anthem protests. And this is hurting the NFL. The NFL tried to do something about it, and they said, you have to stand for the anthem. Oops. And then the players said, we're going to kneel anyway. So the NFL said, okay, fine, you don't have to stand for the anthem. Then some teams said, we'll stand for the anthem. Some players said, we won't stand for the anthem. Then the TV network said, we won't air the anthem. Of course, the irony is, they never aired the anthem. Do you know that the NFL anthems were never even aired until Kaepernick took a knee? So they only aired the anthem to show the players taking a knee. Now they're saying, we'll never air the anthem because the players are taking a knee. Total 180 irony. But now the NFL has decided, they've figured it out. They have figured out how to deal with the anthem protest. So instead of kneeling during the anthem, they're going to have a small moment of silence for... Well, I'll tell you what, we've got the exclusive right here. We've got the exclusive brand new NFL PSA. We've got it. We're airing it. We're breaking it right now. Let's go to this is breaking the brand new NFL PSA.
Ladies, gentlemen, transhumans, transitioning humans, bigenders, and genderqueers, the National Football League and the home team are aware of social injustice and racial inequality in America. We ask that you make today's environment welcoming and tolerant for all. The NFL and its fans are very diverse, so we ask for a hate-free environment at today's game. Now, please join us in a moment of silence for all the victims of social and racial injustice, intolerance, and discrimination. Thank you. Any intolerance and insensitivity will not be tolerated at today's game, and you will be removed and banished from the facilities. Now, let's play some football.
All right, there you go. So that's what you get now when you go to the NFL games. You're going to hear that nice new PSA, and you're going to do a moment of silence for all of the victims of injustice in this country. You better remove your hat. You better not even think about kneeling, or you're a racist bigot. So just realize that. Now, of course, that is a fake PSA that we cut here at InfoWars. But is it really so out there? Would it really be so far-fetched for the NFL to make such a move? Might actually be a solution to this problem. But with the NFL season just around the corner, I've actually got some ideas. I've got some ideas swirling in my head. I've got some ideas. In fact, you know what? Now's the perfect time because, as I was discussing with Voldemort Jones today, we may even be able to offer some cash prizes for such things that we're planning right now. What do you think, Alex?
Operation Third Dimension's coming, baby. And don't forget, we really are selling out of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, but it's still 50% off until it sells out. And a bunch is coming in a month. Incredible for information. You name it, Body's 50% off. We need that. Hit that hard because folks really need to try it with 50% off, brother. And yes, I'm very excited about InfoWars. Can I say the
sorry.
InfoWars Army, baby.
That's right. We're gonna do the hard launch on Tuesday.
Oh, I just
Tuesday.
Had one of the lawsuits dismissed today.
Oh, another failed lawsuit against Alex Jones. What's new?
Our listeners backing us. You back us. We'll keep fighting, baby.
Onward to victory! Onward! Forward! March! Defeat the enemy! Defeat the globalist!
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, what do they do when the darlings, the it couple, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, what are they going to do when they're no longer under the total control of the cult left? Well, they're going to replace the it couple, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, who won't come out vehemently against Trump, so they have to be replaced as the it couple. Kardashian's ratings are sliding. Kanye West is going on radio saying support Trump. We're going to have those clips here in this segment. So they're going to have to replace the it couple because this it couple won't hate Trump. So Kim Kardashian and Kanye West will be phased out as the it couple, and Ariana Grande and Pete the Dweeb Davidson will be the new it couple, the two. It's like, imagine you're in a light bulb aisle and you've got, you know, the highest wattage light bulbs on the top and then the dimmest, you know, refrigerator light bulb, you know, little thing for like a flashlight, those type of bulbs. That's your Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande, very low wattage. So they're going to replace the it couple, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, because they just won't come out and hate Trump. You know, you see, you got to come out and hate Trump if you're going to be promoted by the establishment, and they refuse to do it. But Kanye West is now going the opposite direction and supporting Trump. He goes on a popular radio station in Chicago for what is a, I believe the show is nationally syndicated, but it's on 107.5 WGCI in Chicago. This was yesterday. Kanye West defends President Trump and his support for President Trump on a popular Chicago radio station. Here is that viral clip.
Because a lot of us as black people were very upset with the MAGA hat and the stance that you took on Donald Trump. And we mentioned it off air earlier. You went on Jimmy Fallon and had a conversation.
Oh, hold on.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Did I say it wrong?
Wait, Jimmy Kimmel. So what, just don't confuse me with the questions. Do you want to just talk about the MAGA hat and the stance?
Here's what, well, first I want to say.
Don't give me no compound thing. Make it simple for me, please.
Okay, here's the question. How can you feel like you can support Donald Trump when he stands for so many things that are against black people in our struggle?
See, pause it right there, though, before he answers. That is a lie. The very foundation and fabric of the question is based in lies, untruth, and propaganda. And Kanye West is about to break that down. But that's the incredible thing is, it's just sad these people have been so brainwashed, man. I'm not telling you have to love Trump. I'm not telling you have to like his policies. But to sit here and say, Trump's a racist, anti-black, and wrong, not even close. All right, now let's get Kanye's response. Kanye, Trump is a racist. Why don't you hate him?
You know, we all know the fact that black people used to be Republican, right?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Do we, though? Do we know it's a Democrat
liberals,
party? Was the KKK?
Right, left, red, blue, it's like a gang. It's like Bloods and Crips. You know, I see, he said Bloods and Crips. You've been in L.A. too long. You know what I mean?
It's like Jesse Ventura's book.
Rebloodikins
and the Democrips.
I got love for everybody. That was a statement of bravery. And to not be in controlled and programmed that as a people, we have to have a monolithic thought. Because if we have a monolithic thought, we are easily controlled and could also possibly be easily eliminated. We have to think and voice our separate opinions. Because if we want to talk about the TMZ statement, they cut our tongues. Now, today, we can say all we want about social media, dissing somebody, did they get pushing this information, this. But I know black people that voted for Trump that were scared to say that they did out loud. That's some 1984 thought control, mind control programming. So, because I've never voted in my life, in all honesty. And because my voice is so strong, I never even told people my opinion or my stance to after he won. I didn't want to influence it. But I have the right, as an American, to have my own opinion.
You do have that right.
Real quick, do you think wearing the hat, because your wife did a wonderful thing, and she got Alice Johnson out of jail for meeting Donald Trump.
That was Trump that did that.
Hat, and were you wearing the hat assisting in that whole situation happening? Yeah.
Yes. And what I want to say is, in my opinion, politicians are politicians. It's not one that's particularly better than the other. And I understand as black people, since we want to speak in the separation, because we're actually one race, the human race is actually one race. Race is a man-made construct that was invented a couple hundred years ago. I'm sure GLC can give me the exact like history on that. I'm
but you're accurate
about the history of it. But we actually are one race as human beings. But if we want to do the division of our culture and our color of being black, I understand, you know, that we had 8 years where we love the idea of a black president, and now it seems like we took a step backwards to where we only saw, you know, white presidents our entire life. And it's like, we'd rather have a female president than to see another white man be president again. And I understand and I feel that, but I just don't agree with it.
I think some people have the problem that they feel like your stance and your support of this particular person almost erases some of the pro-black struggle things that we've associated with you through your music in the past. Like I mentioned earlier when you were talking about the lyric where you said your grandfather took your mother to the sit-ins and that's in your blood, and that was representing the struggle. So I think a lot of people feel like if you represent the struggle, how could you possibly represent this man? Let's take away the politics and the red and the blue, but this particular man.
Let's act like America is our girlfriend for a second. Trump being in office is like if you broke up with your girlfriend and she fell out with her girlfriend and you get on the phone with her and she lets you know everything that your girlfriend been doing the whole time. Lets you see this. Like you say, the detention center. That's something that was happening through a lot of different presidential eras. And now we're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very transparent person. I like transparency. I like exposure. I want to be exposed to the information so I can make my decision. And I knew that this rogue personality was going to allow me to see and understand and allow my brothers to understand what we were dealing with. All the marches, people fighting, people standing up, people having a conversation about politics, our well-being. I knew that this was going to happen if he got into office. It's like, whether you like it or not, it could be a traumatic experience, it could be whatever it is, but sometimes you want to say, like, that's the whole funny thing is, we talk about get out, whoa, but like that flash of light or something.
Right.
That's a flash of light to us as an entire community to see things that we wasn't seeing when Obama was in office.
Like it's like was still happening. Yeah.
That was still happening. It's like we as a collective wasn't woke.
Right. That's fair
now
enough.
Now everybody is woke.
Okay, so I want to go back to your statement where you said we're all one race, the human race.
Yeah.
And I agree with that to an extent, but then why are some portions of the human race not treated like other portions of the human
Traditionally,
race?
The darker color of any culture has been, you know, treated in a lower way, a lower class. Now, this could go, what you should do is have a follow-up with GLC tomorrow so he can give you the history and break down, because I don't get my information from books. I get my information from the spirit. I feel it. I go with my gut. I said,
tell you what, let's pause it right there. Let's pause it right there. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and make any commentary as far as the actual social circumstances that they're talking about here, but let me just translate psychologically what the host of the show just asked Kanye. Kanye, society has told me I'm a victim. I want to be a victim. Don't tell me I'm not a victim. I am a victim. I should get the benefits of all the social justice towards victims. I'm a victim. Don't tell me I'm not a victim. That's the psychological response that they're now putting out there. Why can't I be a victim?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we're going to finish this Kanye West clip, and then I'm going to get to all the latest news. And then Mike Adams and Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers join me in studio. But I want to go back to, well, first of all, Kanye West made a great statement that I want to use now to motivate people. Wearing a MAGA hat is a statement of bravery. Exactly. So it's time for us to engage in more acts of bravery. But I wanted to go back because it's really illustrative of, you want to talk about actual systematic racism against black people, it's the propaganda telling them they're a victim and that's their identity. That's their psychological enslavement. I'm a victim of society. There's nothing I can do about it. No, that's not true. Everyone has been victimized by something. The trick is to not let that define you, not let that be your identity, not let that control your destiny. And even the people that have that mindset, it still doesn't dictate who they are. I mean, look at this successful radio host that has Kanye West on. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But it's a psychological operation against black people, brought on by the rap industry, brought in by the Hollywood entertainment industry, brought in by the Democrat Party, formerly of the KKK, brought on by Barack Obama. You want to know how they're still keeping black people down in America? They're telling you you're a victim. That is the biggest way they're keeping black people down in America. It's all stemming directly from Hollywood, directly from the rap industry. But I digress. Let's go back to Kanye West, who's actually addressing this and responds to that on this Chicago radio show.
The human race not treated like other portions of the human race.
Traditionally, the darker color of any culture has been, you know, treated in a lower way, lower class. Now, this could go, what you should do is have a follow-up with GLC tomorrow so he can give you the history and break down, because I don't get my information from books. I get my information from the spirit. I feel it. I go with my gut. I sit against all odds and say, I'm gonna put this hat on and let's see what happened. Now, you know, the thing is, in high school, people was always trying to tell me what I could do, what I couldn't do. Can't wear the tight pants. Don't dress like the guy. Wear these cross colors. You know, you get, don't come to this, be in this gang. Don't be in this gang. Like, everyone always, my whole life, been trying to tell me what to do. And I think by putting out new thoughts, it's like, and I'm not a historian, so I'm very loose with it. Say, like, there's a lot of philosophers and innovators that, you know, there's some people that got on a boat and found America, and some people that died, you know, broke and lonely, and was still proven right after they passed away. So, you know, I got a pretty good track record of being right about stuff. So, let's see, because now we got a direct line. That's one of the things. I got a direct line to Adidas. I got a direct line to the president. And let's see what happens with it and how I apply that to the city, because I'm going to apply it.
Martha, let me say, we have to respect your decision, and you did explain why you support this man.
The thing is, I support everyone.
Okay.
That's the thing. I am in support. I support Bernie Sanders. I love Bernie Sanders.
Right.
I support
Hillary.
Okay.
I love it. I support Obama. I cried when he won and at the inauguration. My mom was passed. I said, Mama, we did it.
Don't you love how she's like, we support your decision. We support your decision.
Things that happen. It's like, and you take the people, black vocal Trump supporters. Two of the most black vocal Trump supporters are Mayweather and Kanye West. And I think we got a lot of things in common. We're self-made. And we don't move like, we don't move, act, and think like African Americans. We move and act and think like Africans in America. Because this is not programmed to be our country, but we can make it ours. Like Farrakhan said, it's like, it's to be bought. I just bought 300 acres for only $7 million. 300 acres. I'm looking, I'm finding a, you know, another 1,000 acres right now to build our first school on our campus. I am buying America and making it mine, the land of the free.
Everybody's not in a position to make those purchases.
Now, we know that everyone is not in a position.
But they can be.
If I said
that's the American dream,
gave you, you know, some information about Drake, we'd all be laughing about it and think that's cold. But if I say something to you about this is what I'm doing, and you can see, since people like to see people that
but that's just it.
Same culture.
Pause it right there. Like Kanye West buying up land, building a school, that's not mainstream news. Nobody cares. Kanye West disses Drake on an album. That's what they want. That's what they want. Go back.
Our culture. Now, I love Michael Jordan, but I'm more inspired by Steve Jobs. I connect more with Steve Jobs than I connect to Michael Jordan. Now they do this like marketing. You ever watch a basketball game and it just be like a marketing? You know, you're like, man, that's really aimed towards. It's like patronizing. Hip hop marketing. Yeah. It's almost patronizing us. They think, but it'd be a white company, and then they hire people to speak directly to that. Oh, we need this voice to sell this product of this old blah 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 blah. You know what I mean? It's like.
So, the entire clip is obviously online. I think it's linked at Infowars.com. But here's the thing. It's not to sit here and act like Kanye West is some hero because he comes out and supports Trump. It's the fact that Kanye West has, as he says, a big voice, a large audience, and is going against the grain. And they don't know, that people just can't even understand it. I mean, you hear the questions they're asking, like, Trump is racist. Black people are demonized in this country. How can you support? I mean, it's just all this victim mindset, all of this propaganda mindset. They say, well, we support your decision. We support your decision. What is that? What do you mean you support my decision? I didn't just decide to abort a baby. I decided I'm going to support a man that's doing a great job as president. Like, well, we support your decision. Like, it's some sort of outlandish decision. So, but they don't even see it. That's the craziest part about it. Here they are, engaging in the thought control, engaging in the cult mindset. If you're black, you have to hate Trump. And then they're going to sit here and cry racism in America as they are telling Kanye how to think and feel because he's black. This is what I'm saying. Society, logic and reasoning and common sense are just somehow, they just evaporated from people. And it's just like everything, like instinct and common sense and logic and reasoning is just totally gone. And it's all propaganda-based thought control. Like you don't think with your gut. You don't listen to your instincts. You don't follow logic and reasoning. You go with whatever propaganda has been implanted in your mind. It is total mind control. And that's what Kanye West is saying. He's saying, look, you are in mind control. You are in 1984 mind control. And he's sitting there showing them it, illustrating it. They engage in it, and they don't get it. Maybe slowly but surely they'll start to get it. Maybe that fluoride shell around their brain can crack. Maybe they can see the propaganda. Maybe they can be woke. Now is the time. 68 days till midterms.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Exactly. Mind control. We're here to break you out of the mind control. That's what InfoWars.com is all about. That's why Alex Jones started InfoWars. And now here we are, 20 years later. The conditioning is cracking. The mind control is being exposed. And more, you're going to see people coming out of the woodwork to talk about it like Kanye West. Now, before we go any further, obviously you're aware of the censorship against us, but thank God for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank God for the partners. Honestly, you know, we don't even thank the partners that we've teamed up with to make these great supplements, because we don't just say, hey, you know, here's InfoWarsStore.com, support us. You get excellent products. Now, I'm going to tell you two here that are both on sale that I use every day. Now, I've got Bodies here, the whole body support, anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. It's got the turmeric in it, which is great for anti-inflammatory support, as well as other ingredients. And right now, it is on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Is that 50% off, guys, the Bodies? 50% off Bodies at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm going to tell you something about this, but also in combination with the Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com, also great for a post-workout and just recovery formula, which is what I use it for. But I have to tell you, which, oh, Bone Broth also 50% off. You're not going to find, first of all, you may find a matching quality bone broth maybe somewhere else on the internet. You won't find it for this price. And for this is ridiculous. We're basically giving this bone broth away right now for $20, folks. I mean, this is absurd. This is this may be the best deal on InfoWarsStore.com right now. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. The full price of this is already a steal, but 50% off is the price we're giving it to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself Ultimate Bone Broth. Check out the Bodies at InfoWarsStore.com. But the reason why I wanted to plug these things, it's also just a coincidence we have them both on sale. But I'm somebody that is very physically active. And while I'm still, people still say I'm young, I'm getting up there, 29 years in age, and I'm starting to experience some of the aches and pains, if you will, of a body that hasn't been at rest for 29 years on earth. And so last night I'm playing basketball and I had an ankle roll. I actually had somebody land on my ankle and it got twisted. And it wasn't so bad, but when this has happened to me in the past, the inflammation usually comes up immediately and lasts a couple days, and it's a little more painful. Well, last night when I got home after playing basketball and rolling my ankle, I did a bone broth shake, and I doubled up on my Bodies. Inflammation gone this morning. 100% gone. When I went to bed last night, inflammation, I didn't even have time to ice it. When I woke up after doing two Bodies and a bone broth shake last night, the inflammation is gone this morning, and there's barely any pain. And I'm just saying, for Bodies, I'm telling you, for somebody who works out and experiences the soreness the next day, and then works out, experiences the soreness the next day after taking Bodies after the workout, the difference is incredible. And it's that pure turmeric that we have in Bodies that makes it so great. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So is the Ultimate Bone Broth. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these specials. And I have a lot of people that are into weightlifting and CrossFit and other such things. These products are excellent. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of those specials. All right, let me get into some news before Mike Adams, Stuart Rhodes join me in studio, and then Mike Adams takes over the fourth hour. Let me just get into this. So, you know, you're not supposed to trash the dead, and I get it, and, you know, John McCain, may he rest. But I think that the ultimate final karma, which is perfect for John McCain, who, in my view, was a warmonger and a traitor to this country and an ISIS sympathizer. I mean, it's, to me, those are all unarguable. But to me, the ultimate final justice for John McCain, the ultimate final karma for the life and times of John McCain, as they are having his funeral service right now, and, you know, it's a big television event. For a guy who literally went over to Syria to sympathize with ISIS, folks. I mean, look, I'm not going to get all upset. The guy's dead now, but it's just ridiculous. Larry Fitzgerald, arguably the best wide receiver in NFL history, giving a speech right now, played a long time for the Arizona Cardinals, had a relationship with McCain. He has a lot of respect for veterans, so But it's just like the guy, I mean, but again, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and trash McCain. Everybody knows his past and what he did and his daddy and how he covered up the information to be released from the Vietnamese prison camps so that people couldn't see the truth about his time there. So the guy meeting with Syrian rebels, a.k.a. ISIS, it's really sick, twisted stuff. I mean, it's no good to me. But I won't sit here and really trash the dead, but I'll just say this. The final karma to me for John McCain is threefold, exposing who he really was and who the media really is. A, who is John McCain really? Well, even from the grave, he decides to try to divide and trash this country by taking cheap shots at President Trump and his supporters. Even from the grave, in his final words, John McCain has to take cheap shots at this country and try to divide this country based on lies and propaganda. So, to me, that's karma, John McCain showing you his true colors, even from the crypt. Then you have Sarah Palin not even invited to John McCain's funeral. Wait a second. Sarah Palin is the woman that stood by your side and ran as your vice president during your campaign. And then you're just going to trash her because she won't come out as anti-Trump? Again, shows you the true colors. But in the final karma stage, to me, for John McCain, may he rest, is the fact that it has totally exposed how fake the media really is. If you go back to when McCain was running for office, and you look at what CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS News and NBC News, and you look at how they covered McCain, it wasn't obviously to the extent Trump, but oh, they went after McCain. Oh, McCain was the worst. McCain was the bad guy. McCain was this. McCain was that. You can imagine. Oh, but what happens? Now he's anti-Trump, a Democrat with a Republican behind his name, and now the media loves John McCain. ABC News, NBC News, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. A hero, John McCain. A war hero! Funny, he wasn't a war hero during the 2008 presidential campaign. He was just like every other president running, every other person running against a Democrat. A racist, a bigot, a homophobe, a warmonger, a neocon, a war hawk, a war criminal. Oh, but then he comes out as anti-Trump, and now he's the good guy. He's a war hero. He's a hero. He's the one to finally stand up to Trump. So to me, John McCain, may he rest. And there's the Ben Garrison cartoon. Flying his jet right into hell. But no. To me, the John McCain karma is him showing his true colors from the crypt, insulting America and Trump one more time from the grave, them not allowing Palin at the funeral, and then the left-wing media, the liberal media in this country that bashed and hated John McCain, comes out and says he's a hero now, showing you how fake and fraudulent the fake media really is. And if you're a Q listener, if you are a Q fanatic and you believe the conspiracy theories from Q, John McCain was actually put down by Trump for high treason. That's the Q conspiracy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The story is on InfoWars.com. Headline, college says 9/11 memorial posters offensive to Muslim students. You know, maybe I should just start hammering this every day, because it really is unbelievable. Because at a certain level, I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm saying at a certain level, you actually need to hear this argument, because there's a bigger issue at hand. Let me explain. On September 11th, 2001, what happened? The biggest news event in modern history, the biggest news event in my life, the most world landscape changing event in modern history, until maybe Donald Trump. So Mikkel Thalen has the story. College says 9/11 memorial posters offensive to Muslim students. But wait a second. We were told the official narrative from our government was that radical Islamic terrorists who hated our way of life and hated our country wanted to kill us. And they infiltrated us. And they're going to keep trying to kill us and keep trying to infiltrate us. This was such a big news story, such a big event. We changed everything in America. We changed our security apparatus. We changed out what it means to travel. We went to war against radical Islamic terrorists in the Middle East, which we haven't even stopped yet. Almost 20 years of war against radical Islamic terror in the Middle East. Trillions and trillions of dollars because radical Islamic terrorists hate us, killed us on 9/11, and want to kill us every day. I'm just telling you the official government narrative. That's what we're told. Trillions of dollars of war. Huge new security apparatus. Because radical Islamic terrorists hate us and want to kill us and our way of life. Now again, this has never been retracted. This has never been refuted by any official government source. This has never been changed. This is still the official story. But now here we are 15 years later, and what did they say? Don't be offensive to Muslims. Don't not allow people from Muslim countries into America. Don't have a 9/11, remember 9/11, never forget poster on campus. We don't want to be offensive to Muslims. We don't want to offend Muslims. Okay, now wait a second, though. I was told that Muslims hate me. I was told that Muslims hate my way of life. I was told that Muslims want to kill me. I was told that Muslims killed 3,000 people on September 11th, which is now tallied up to 15,000 people in the aftermath. Was that not Muslims? Was that not radical terror? Is this honestly not one of the biggest brain-twisting, double-standard, 1984 lunatic Eurasia wars that you've ever heard of that exists right now in reality? And now the crew is pulling up other stories. Muslims complaining about 9/11 memorials. So was it Muslims or not? Why can't we get down to the bottom of this? If we're going to say, don't be an Islamophobe, let all the Muslims in, don't hate Sharia law, don't, Muslims aren't bad, let them have 50,000 people at U.S. Bank Stadium and chant Allahu Akbar, let them have their call to prayer in the streets of New York and shut down traffic and do their thing and face whatever it is, Mecca, and don't report on the extreme Muslim compound in New Mexico, which I've got new news on. Don't report on the radical Islamic terror happening in Europe or the United States. Don't be offended. Don't be offensive to Muslims. Don't you see how you're being an Islamophobe? Don't you see how you're being racist? And again, it's like, okay, fine. But what happened on September 1st? What happened on September 11, 2001? Was it radical Islamic terror or was it not? Were we lied to about that or were we not? What happened at Building 7? So this is honestly one of my biggest frustrations when it comes to this. And I think it's a complex issue. And there's multiple angles and levels to this. But just think about how insane it is. Think about the total, I don't even know, not necessarily hypocrisy or irony, just ludicrous nature of blaming radical Islamic terrorists for 9/11. They hate our way of life. They want to kill us all. We have to go and spend trillions and trillions of dollars and occupy the Middle East and bring in the poppy seeds. It's all going on because of the war on radical Islamic terror, which is happening in the Middle East, destroying the Middle East. But then here in America, where apparently they killed 15,000 of us and continue to engage in acts of terror, we're not allowed to talk about them. They now run our lives, tell us we can and can't have memorials, tell us what we can and can't have on college campuses, forcing the hijab on us as a freedom, as a symbol of women's freedom, even though it's the exact opposite, forcing Linda Sarsour on us, the literal translation for beautiful cockroach. So what the hell is going on with this? Can we please get to the bottom of this? I would like to know, as an American, if it was radical Islamic terrorists that hate our way of life and want to kill us, that we spent trillions and trillions of dollars on a war against terrorism and we're still engaged in this war to this day, almost 20 years now, If that's the case, if that's the truth, how come we're letting Muslims flood into this country? How come we're letting Muslims now dictate what memorials we have, what we have on college campuses? And how come we have a media that won't report on Muslims and we're not allowed to talk about it? I'm not even giving you an opinion. I'm not even sharing with you my opinion on this matter. I'm simply laying out for you the current reality of the situation where we're told radical Islamic terrorists are our enemy. They want to kill all of us. They're responsible for 9/11. And then out of the other side of the mouth, we're told, don't be an Islamophobe. Don't be racist against Muslims. Don't report on the Muslim crime. Let them all in. If that isn't 1984 doublethink, crazed level society of hysteria and propaganda and nonsense, I don't know what is. If you can't look, compare and contrast 9/11 and what we're told about 9/11 and the aftermath of 9/11 versus today, what we're told about Muslims, what we're told we can't say about Muslims, and what we allow Muslims to do, it doesn't add up, folks. It doesn't add up. Again, it's the same thing I was talking about earlier. Logic, reasoning, common sense, gone. The memory of a goldfish. So what are the people going to say now? I genuinely ask these people that say don't be Islamophobic. Because look, I don't believe the official narrative of 9/11. Are you kidding me? I don't believe the official narrative of 9/11 for 1 second. And I used to think people that thought 9/11 was a conspiracy, I used to think they were nuts. But you know what? Then I did my own research and I realized you're nuts if you believe the official story. That's the nut. That's the people that are nuts. Folks. So you know what? Here's how I'll conclude this segment, because I didn't even get to the news. I really believe and I don't know how much Trump knows about this or has any interest in this. He is a New Yorker. He is in the industry of building skyscrapers and buildings like this, and he's made certain comments and done certain things that would indicate he's skeptical of the official narrative of 9/11. But I truly believe, and I'm not sitting here claiming to know the answer, folks. A lot of people think they know the answer. I don't know what happened on 9/11. I know that we were lied to. That's what I know, and I know that it was a staged event to change the course of human history and America, and it did. And we were lied to about it. And we're still lied to about it. And if you can't see how we were lied to about it based on the way we approach and treat Muslims now, I don't know what else will show you. If it was really Muslims that hated our way of life, all of them, and wanted to kill all of us, why do we open our doors for them? Why do we not talk about them on mainstream news? Because why do you... So let me just... If we could find out the truth about 9/11, I think it would change... It would help this earth so much. It would be more. It's almost like, and it's impossible to do these days because of the conditioning we're under and the short attention span. But it's almost like we need to sit here every day and just pound 9/11 truth and use that paradigm that I broke down in this segment to expose it. If radical Islamic terrorists were responsible for 9/11 and we have never stopped that war that we started in response to it, how come today in America we open our doors to Muslims? If you don't want that, you're considered a racist, bigot, Islamophobe, and you're not even allowed to report on crimes where someone chants Allahu Akbar and stabs someone to death. You see, something doesn't add up here, folks. When are people in America going to start looking at these formulas that we're told to accept as 2 plus 2 equals 5 and say, wait a second, 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 5. Something's afoot here. When will we break the conditioning? Break the conditioning!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.